With me on the line right now, Brian Jennings with the American Coalition for Ethanol. Brian, you guys have a conference coming up. Tell us a little bit about that. What do you expect to do?
Well, John, we're really excited that we'll be hosting our 25th anniversary ethanol conference, which takes place August 8th, 9th, and 10th in Omaha, Nebraska. And what we typically try to do is provide some timely and useful information to ethanol producers about some of the policy issues that are affecting their business and the marketing end of their business as well. And so we'll be covering a wide array of topics, ranging from E15 implementation to the market outlook for ethanol producers, whether it's the feedstock costs associated with corn and the impacts of the drought, natural gas, where oil prices are expected to go, where ethanol prices are expected to go, to some more technical or specific type, narrow type issue breakout sessions that will take a deep dive into issues like distillers' grains, other co-products, fiduciary duties for board members at ethanol plants, governance, responsibilities for board members of ethanol plants, things like that.
Sounds like a lot of information. If someone is interested in going to this conference and signing up for it, what do they need to do at this point at least?
Well, you can still register online if you are interested, and you simply go to our website, which is ethanol.org, to register. Registering online enables you to save a little bit in terms of your registration fee. You can register on site, though, in Omaha as well, and we welcome that opportunity, but the fee will be a little bit greater if you wait to register on site. And one thing I didn't mention that we announced to our members on Friday, and we will likely be making a public announcement, but we'll break the news on domestic fuel today, is that U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack has agreed to be the keynote speaker at our conference. So we're happy to break that news to domestic fuel. He will be speaking the morning of Friday, August 10th, and he'll be speaking, I believe, right away at 8 a.m. in the morning. And that's really a timely opportunity. The secretary has been the most effective spokesperson for ethanol within the administration. Been a very forceful and persuasive leader when it comes to biofuels. With all of the negativity that the ethanol opponents are trying to orchestrate today with respect to drought and misinformation about the RFS and the impacts on corn prices, he will be on hand to provide, I think, a very timely set of remarks on kind of where the administration is going. So we're delighted to have him.
You mentioned, some of the negativity that's been out there. Obviously, some of the issues that E15 has run into this summer. I would imagine that's going to be a real hot topic of conversation at the conference.
I think it will be. You know, we're going to have kind of two areas where we cover that topic at the conference, John. One, during the regular session, the general session on Thursday the 9th, we'll talk about sort of the E15 implementation process, what retailers are doing that are implementing it, some of the challenges that remain in the way of E15. But then later in that day, during a breakout session, we're going to go much more into depth on this topic and get more technical. And this will be sort of a step-by-step guide. What retailers need to do to add E15 to their offering if they're not already doing so. And we've got one of the best experts in the country right in our office to do that, Ron Lamberty, who owns two gas stations himself and does a lot of this work with the retailers. So we're looking forward to that.
Why, with so much information out there available and people can tap into so many different sources to get information and to do things virtually, why is it still important for someone to go to these conferences and meet face-to-face?
Well, I mean, that's a great question, and you're right. You can get a lot done online or over the phone these days. But this is a conference that gives people an opportunity to one another. You know, there will be marketers there, there will be retailers there, there will be producers there, vendors, companies that supply goods and services to the industry will be there. So it's a nice opportunity for you to perhaps do a side meeting or two with some of your clients or customers or potential clients or customers. But it's also good, what we try to do at ACE is put together a very informative but also informal agenda that gives people the opportunity to weigh in, to make some comments to us about the direction of the industry or the steps that ACE is taking, to ask questions of ACE leadership regarding where we're going, and it's a really good opportunity for some face-to-face interaction with ACE and the plants and the members of the industry, so we can take the temperature of the membership and make sure that we're heading in the right direction, and their input, their participation, their feedback is very important to us.
Brian, some great information. Remind everybody when and where this conference is and what they can do to sign up at this point.
You bet. Thanks, John. Well, the conference takes place August 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's located at the Hilton Omaha in downtown Omaha, Nebraska. Our theme this year is Proud History, Bright Future, which sort of marks 25 years of ACE being an organization and what we're looking forward to in the future. And we certainly encourage folks to register. We expect between 200 and 275 people, maybe 300 people to attend. You can register by going to our website, which is ethanol.org.
Great. Brian Jennings with the American Coalition for Ethanol. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, John.